Welcome to Flowcast by Trillium Flow Technologies, a podcast sharing expertise and insights on engineered valves, pumps, and actuators across power, oil and gas, general industry, and water and wastewater sectors. Tune in and experience the performance engineered difference.
Hello and welcome to Flowcast, a podcast brought to you by Trillium Flow Technologies. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and I am really excited about the podcast episode we have for you today. Women in Flow Control, Breaking Barriers. It is a special episode that we are doing in honor of International Women's Day, and I can't wait for you to meet our two guests today. Sissy Zhao is Managing Director, Trillium Flow Technologies in China, and Megan Witchuk is Senior Vice President, General Counsel, and Chief Compliance Officer at Trillium. Thank you both for being with me today.
Thanks, Michelle, and happy International Women's Day to you.
Thanks, Michelle. Happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you so much. And I would love to hear a little bit about both of you before we kind of dive into this conversation. So starting with you, Megan, can I have you give a brief bio and a bit of your resume so we can get a little bit more information about you before we dive into this conversation here today?
Sure. I joined Trillium about 4.5 years ago in the same capacity as I am now as the General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer. Before that, I have spent the last 20 or so years in oil field services here in Houston. And before that, I was with a law firm for a few years. So I have been in the legal field for quite a long time. And we're going to talk a little bit more about being in some male-dominated industries as well. So we'll talk about that. But yes, that's my story. I've been in Houston for quite a long time now, and I enjoy it.
Perfect. And Sissy, what about you? Can we get a brief bio to learn a little bit more about you as well?
Yeah. I'm Sissy. I'm the managing director of Flow Control China. I joined the WARE in March of 2015. Actually, at that time, it's WARE, and now it's Flow Control. Before I joined the WARE, I spent many years in sales and operation management at Tyco Flow Control, and now it's Amazon, IMI, and other multinational companies. And in my 9 years with the company, I have witnessed the growth and the growth of the Trillium Group, and also the expansion and the growth of our Suzhou plant.
So both of you have some amazing resumes. I would love to know, maybe starting with you, Sissy, what inspired you to pursue a career in manufacturing?
Actually, you know, for the manufacturing, it always thinking that is the field of man is not for the woman. But my background in university, that is engineering, automatic engineering. So since I joined my career, I started with engineering. And that is my whole life, career life, I always with this industry.
And what about you, Megan?
Well, a career in law can kind of take you different places. I always wanted to work in-house in a corporation. In Houston, a lot of the industry here is either oil and gas or manufacturing or in medicine, in the medical field. And so that kind of, like I said earlier, my first part of my career was very much in oil field services. And then I made this leap into manufacturing from a risk profile for our lawyers, it's very different. It's been very exciting to learn about manufacturing. But as Sissy has said, the engineering portion of it is so important. And I've learned so much about engineering of our products and really stunning how amazing our managing directors like Sissy are and the breadth of their experience. So while I didn't start out in manufacturing, I'm so happy to be here and looking forward to what the future holds.
Sissy, at the top, you mentioned, you know, manufacturing being really a male-dominated field. So very curious to learn from you as well as Megan on this. Can you share some of your experiences and challenges in the manufacturing industry, especially being a woman?
Yes. You know, it is traditionally believed that women don't have the advantage in engineering and the industry field. That's when you're at this industry field, always you may get some of the challenges. Can you do it? Are you sure you understand those products, those processes? So that is, I think that is a challenge for as a woman in this manufacturing industry.
And Megan.
Yeah, so I think some of the challenges have been similar to what Sissy says. I feel like sometimes it's just assumed that you don't understand the industry or can't, or that because you haven't had the same experiences that some of your male counterparts have, that you couldn't possibly advise on or be part of that decision-making process. You know, also in my role, I have been told by a male colleague many years ago that, you know, he did the operations and I should just do the legal. And, you know, it's very different now, even 15 years later, from those type of comments that I don't just do the legal anymore, and I never did, but that my focus is really on, you know, understanding the business, helping to make decisions that are best for the business, and really guiding and counseling my peers and the board, as well as, you know, our fellow employees on, you know, moving the business forward. So it's been exciting, but, you know, those type of comments come every once in a while and you rise above them. So.
Makes you stronger in the process and the journey, I'm sure. Yeah. Sissy, how do you see the role of women evolving in manufacturing?
Actually, there's many roles you can be in the manufacturing. Like myself, I started actually for manufacturing related. I started from the quality. And then I also take the lead on those manufacturings and I also take care for the sales. So there's many roles for a woman we can be getting to. Just you need to have the confidence for yourself. You need to gain the technical expertise. You need to learn. If you're willing to learn, there's many roles we can take.
So I have to ask you this because I think all of us, men and women, struggle with the quote unquote work-life balance. What is it? Does it even exist? You know, is it even attainable? But do we have to do our best to kind of balance all of those things, or more like juggle, I feel like it feels like, in our lives? I think it's particularly important when it comes to women, because we know women and men are different in a lot of different aspects. So how do you balance work, family, personal growth in a very demanding field like manufacturing as women?
That's a great question, Michelle. And first and foremost, my comment is always that it's never in balance. So I think that's a misnomer to use the word balance of work life and in your family life. But I think the things that have worked for me have been a couple of things. My husband also works. And so we share a lot of responsibilities back and forth. We also outsource a lot of those responsibilities too, which isn't available for everybody, but having a good family structure and a good support system is always helpful. I think also I take a lot of time and energy to have my kids do more for themselves, because the more helpful they are for themselves, then that's better for all of us. And I think it's also teaching them, because it happens where there are times when I have to work and I have to travel and I have to be away, and they, you know, they don't love that, but they know that there's also time where I have to have the family and I have to be with the family, and we don't work. And so it's really trying to make sure that they get to see that and they get to feel that as well. And, you know, I hope that what my husband and I are doing are preparing them for their own work life and their own family at some point someday. And whatever choices they make to, and whatever structure that looks like, is going to be fine. But I hope that we're, you know, preparing them for that and being a good role model.
And Sissy, how would you say your balance, or what I like to say sometimes juggling act, how does that pan out in this field?
Yes, I agree with Megan. It's difficult to make the balance, but it is possible that we can achieve a healthy balance. I think the most important thing is that we need to get our family's support. Husband, the kids, parents, they are all very important person to us. And their understanding and the support are crucial to our success. So we need more communication with them to let them know our challenges and needs, and they can be our support, giving our support that encourage that when we need it. And my husband, he's a businessman. He has his one company. He's also very busy. And I have one daughter, and she's also very busy for her study. And we all understand that we need to work hard, and she needed to study hard. And when we have the holidays, we can have the holiday, celebrate the holiday, have a good relax when during the holiday time. So, you know, at the normal time, both three of us are very busy. And it's similar as Megan. I outsourcing a lot of the things so that we can make our home load is not so heavy, and we can spend more times in our work and my kids in the study.
You mentioned the word support, Sissy, a few times. And with that, because we all want to be supported and included within whatever field we're in, men, women. So with that, how do you foster diversity and inclusion within your organization, especially when we're talking about women in male-dominated fields like manufacturing?
Yes. And in China, you can see in my team, actually, that is a very well balanced team. We have the female leaders, and we also have our male and female leaders in different roles. And I think so, men and women, that's a good balance. We all have our strong point. And if we can just work as a team, and we just get out of those barriers in the career, it's actually, it's not a definition that here this role is for men, that role is for women. It's just depend on your capability, your capacity and your capability. So that's what from my side, I'm thinking. In the career, there's no man and woman. It's just if you are capable or not capable, you have enough capacity or not.
Yeah, you all bring different things to the table, as you said, not segregated men versus women, but we all have our strengths. My husband's a leadership guy. He talks about having strengths and challenges, not weaknesses. And some of us are better at different things, men or woman aside. So Megan, what is your take in fostering diversity and inclusion? And I know you work strongly in this aspect of things. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, thank you. I think that the company's come a long way in about 4.5 years, and really proud of the steps that we've taken. I think I just have to, you know, commend Sissy, because she is a great example of leadership from that standpoint. And I think really is a great testament to those that are already in our organization and see her as a female managing director of a very large business. And so I think that creates a lot of understanding, cultural awareness of diversity and inclusion in the company. So I think that's fantastic. Some other steps that the company has taken over the years are, we really try to highlight areas where gender might be underrepresented or not fully understood. And so we've got some different programs in France, basically, where they're able to highlight some of the female engineers that we have working in the company. So we're trying to do more in the rest of the company where we can see more of the female engineers. We've done some STEM outreach programs to different schools in different locations around the world, trying to encourage not just engineers, but also really trying to target more female engineers into the company as well. And then other things, you know, Sissy and I just talked about work life, the imbalance of that, but we've put programs in place like parental leave here in the US, which, you know, our counterparts in other countries, they already have parental leave built into the system. In the US, we do not. So Trillium put in a 2-week parental leave program for not just females, but also for males. So that is to additionally help out, you know, women who are in the workplace, want to continue working. And I think that's incredibly important as a mom of three I know how important it is to have the leave to period, to take that time with a new baby, and then be able to feel like you're ready to come back to work. So really proud of that. And we are planning on extending that 2 week to more weeks as we go forward. So, but yeah, I think it's we've made some really good steps. We've got more that we can take though. So that's good.
Yeah. Back to that word balance, because we've talked about that a lot, the balance of work and life and so many other things. But when it comes to balancing the demands of leadership with maintaining a positive company culture, and then of course, employee well-being, how do you handle that?
I'll take that one first and then I'll let Sissy finish wonderfully, I'm sure. But I think the only constant is change. And so change can, which happens in every organization, and we've certainly had our share of it, as with all organizations have with regard to COVID and other global events that we're all dealing with. But I think those demands of leadership and managing through the change and kind of showing that we're still a positive company culture and we're still managing through that change, that has been something that I think we've done a pretty good job of. I think the other part of meeting some of those demands of leadership and making sure our employees have a better sense of well-being are putting different programs into place and fostering a culture where people feel like they belong. And we've done some things with sustainability. I mentioned some of the DEI stuff that we've done. And so that's really another way that we balance that leadership and try to maintain a more positive culture and keep our employees happy.
Sissy, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
Yes. So we just like Megan mentioned, that is a 4 years since we set up the Trillium, and what we need to manage is about the changes, and there's some changes, and we need to adapt to the change, and we need to lead the team to go through this change and grow in these changes. And you know, for each of year we have the engagement survey. And after the engagement survey, we have those action plans just to improve for our staff, they stay in the company more than with their family. So most important is that we can build a good environment and for them to work in Trillium.
So Megan, what advice would you give to other women aspiring to leadership roles in manufacturing?
That's a great question. The thing that comes to mind in my first thought is to be genuine, to be yourself. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Don't try to be what you think everybody wants you to be, because they can kind of see through that. And I think that goes for both men and women, but especially in the workplace, I feel like sometimes we as women try to be something that we're really not. And I think it's better to be genuine. My second piece of advice is to raise your hand. I think Sissy would share this feeling as well, but if there's opportunities there to do more, to reach outside of whatever function that you're currently in, whether it's manufacturing or legal or HR or IT, to be able to reach across those functions and be able to learn something new, I think is really, really valuable and shows your commitment to learning and to moving forward in whatever company you're in. And the last one is really, you don't know if you don't ask. And so you really, if you want something or you're looking for something more, whether it's in compensation or whether it's new role or additional resources, I think you need to make sure you ask for it, because if the worst answer is no, then at least you know at that point. But you've done the ask and you've shown what you're really looking for. So those are kind of my three takeaways that I try to incorporate and not forget about.
And Sissy, what would your advice be?
Yes. Manufacturing is a highly technical field. So I think if you want to at this manufacturing field, seek the opportunities to learn and develop yourself the technical skills. And it's important that you have the solid understanding of the process and the technologies. You need also have the leadership skills. So it's not only that you need to have the technical knowledge, but also you need to develop your leadership skills. So working on developing your communication, decision making, and team building skills. And don't be afraid of advocate yourself, speak up in the meetings, and take those challenges. In Chinese, we have a saying that the opportunities are always for those who are prepared.
I want to write that down. I want to put it on a calendar. Great conversation. Of course, we are talking about International Women's Day, and it is something that should be celebrated not just on one day, but I really enjoyed the conversation. Sissy, Megan, just real life examples of how two very successful women have kind of worked through the process, especially in this field. So Sissy Zhao, Managing Director, Trillium Flow Technologies in China, Megan Wuchuk, Senior Vice President, General Counsel, and Chief Compliance Officer at Trillium. Thank you both for being here today. Thank you for this time, and congratulations on where you have made it in your successful career journey, and looking forward to where your journey continues to take you. So thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Enjoy your Women's Day.
Thank you. You as well. And of course, we encourage you to follow Trillium Flow Technologies. Of course, you can go to their website, trilliumflow.com, for more information there. And find us on social media. We will be celebrating International Women's Day, as I mentioned before, but we have a lot of other great, exciting conversations that you can listen to as well on the podcast. And you can also read some more information about the company as a whole. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Flowcast, a podcast brought to you by Trillium. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.